The apple tissue instead of raise a tree to get a few apples from it. We're doing everything fast backwards. In the future, by nanotechnology, we should be able to, according to the nanotechnologist, not me, 15 years from now, let's say it's 30 years from now, we'll be able to take molecules and arrange them into meat or anything we want without growing things. And we can produce such an abundance that you couldn't put a price tag on it. Like I said before, if orange trees grew all over the world, you couldn't sell oranges. They grew every place. So we have to produce in abundance. And we always give technologists assignments, make an atom bomb, make a bomber, but we never turn to scientists and see if you can figure out safe transportation. We never did that. How will you prevent war? We never gave that solution. But a sociologist came up with it. They're not allowed to teach anything beyond what the books are on sociology. You can't teach children your way. Teachers, for example, would be removed from school and new systems installed, such as when the teacher says, we spell cat with a C, if the kid comes up with a K for cat, we say that's wrong. That doesn't tell the kid a fucking thing. Think about it. That's wrong. Doesn't tell you anything. If you say, that's not what I told you, that doesn't tell the kid anything. So we always show kids. So the kid says, well, cat with a K sounds better. We say, well, that's the way they spell cat in Holland. Different countries spell it differently with different symbols. He says, which is right? There's no such thing as right or wrong. There are different things people do. Well, when they want it to rain, they pray. But they don't change the temperature, suspended or air molecules, moisture, and have it condensed. They don't know about that. When they hear hurricanes coming, they pray instead of building hurricane-proof buildings. You know, that's what's needed. What's needed is answers, not prayer. Prayer was good 150 years ago. So somebody says to me, since you know so much, what happens after we die? I said, you really want to know? The guy says, yeah. I said, well, it's like things used to be for you 250 years ago. I don't remember anything. That's what it's like after you die.